Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
And good Sunday morning. Another exciting week. If you hadn't seen the news last night, the Senate did okay the payroll tax cut. It's got to go back to the House for some more tweaking. But they only did it for 2 months, which tells you they'll be back at this probably starting Monday, fighting over it for the next 60 days. So included in that, of course, was some long-time unemployed benefits will also increase for a little while longer. And joyfully, the Republicans also added the oil pipeline to this $1 trillion budget override here. And what that will do is give Obama 60 days to get started on that pipeline. He wanted to wait until after the election. And I think we all know why. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. The labor unions are not happy that he's holding off on the pipeline because that's jobs for union workers. And if you are a union worker, you should be up in arms about this. This man is playing games with you and your union vote. He wants to please the tree-hugging environmentalists who don't want the pipeline going through areas, allegedly sensitive areas in the middle of our country. And, they've been studying this for 3 years. Now, only the federal government can study something for 3 years and still not know what the effect would be on a pipeline running through there. I mean, it's not like it's 2 miles down in the Gulf. It's a pipeline. You can bury it or you can leave it elevated like they have in Alaska. And if there is a leak, you can put in plenty of shutoffs and you can take care of it and you should be able to stop any problems that you have with it. So it's not rocket science. And when these people worry about the long-term effects on aquifers, come on. You're going to make probably hundreds, if not thousands, of federal jobs of people monitoring this pipeline. So absolutely insane that, once again, Mr. Obama, and I'm frankly not even deign to call him president anymore because he hasn't earned the respect from me, frankly. But that's done. It's through. It will head back to the House, and hopefully the House will make it work and get it up to the president's desk. Now, will the president sign it or will he veto it? He has been saying that he would veto anything that had pipeline legislation in it. And he's just changed his tune. But let's listen to a clip from John Boehner from last week when Obama was saying that he would not sign anything. Derek, can you roll track one?
Organized labor. You've heard President Obama say that the American people can't wait to take action on jobs. Well, the Keystone Energy Project is the very definition of an idea that the American people can't wait for Washington to take action on. As a matter of fact, Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister of Canada, has warned that if the United States doesn't approve this project, Canada will be forced to move forward with other customers, potentially China. Now, we can't stand by and allow that to happen. Those jobs are too important. Unfortunately, the President wants to put off a decision on the Keystone Project until after next year's election. Not only that, he now says that he'll reject the House's jobs bill if it includes support for this project.
Okay, so that's Boehner telling you exactly the way Obama was feeling last week. And this week, after the vote yesterday, Saturday, Obama said he was happy with it. So I'm assuming he will now sign it and we will move forward not only with the 2 month extension of the payroll tax cut and the pipeline, but the budget as well. And we'll get into that in a second. That's another $1 trillion of your money going down the drain, frankly. Another thing that I think a lot of people have forgotten about, and I hit this a couple of weeks ago, this payroll tax extension, it's not a tax cut, people. It is not a tax cut. The payroll tax holiday was the money that you would normally pay into Social Security. Now, what they're doing is letting you keep it for now. They did it for a year. They've done it for two more months now. How long will this continue? Because what we're doing, we're not robbing Peter to pay Paul this time. We're robbing Peter to pay future Peter. And we're robbing Paul to pay future Paul. This is your savings. Now, if you don't believe in Social Security, you probably want to keep that money. But if you're depending or have in any way plan on receiving Social Security down the road, you're going to get less if you get anything at all, because there's already a hole in the Social Security fund. And the longer this payroll cut holiday stays in effect, the bigger that hole grows. So you're really stealing from yourselves. And what grinds me is that both Republicans and Democrats are calling it a tax cut and acting like they're doing you a favor. They're not. This is your future savings that you're getting now. Go ahead and spend it, they're telling you. So don't be fooled by the fact that everyone's calling it a tax cut. This is not. This is your savings they're giving back to you and asking for you to vote for them in order to do that. Wrong. Dead wrong. So don't think that this payroll tax cut is a really good thing, because it's not. All it's doing is hurting us all in the long run. And if you don't believe me, I have another cut. Derek, can you play track two? This is Governor or Senator Manchin and Kirk, a Democrat and a Republican, who will explain this to you. Roll that, Derek.
So John, when people call that a tax increase, that's not a fair. That's not a fair representation. This tax was one purpose and one purpose only, to pay for basically retirement benefits through Social Security as people grow older, the dignity and respect of life they should have at that point in time. And we started down that slippery slope last year. I voted for $120 billion reduction. I go back home in West Virginia, very few people even know they were getting it. And now they want to double down to $240 billion. We haven't seen any appreciable gains whatsoever. I just did not think that was the right thing for us to start doing. How many people believe that we could stop it next year? This will continue on forever, and it'll really just cripple Social Security. And Mark and I weren't willing to do that.
Okay, so there you go. You don't have to believe me. That's right from a Democratic senator's mouth and not a GOP senator's mouth. Senator Kirk is a GOP member, and he was there with him in that interview. But that's what's going on with the payroll tax holiday is what it really is. It's not a tax cut, and letting it expire is not a tax increase. Again, it's your savings that's on the line. Before we continue, let me go to my sponsor this half hour, Brighton Ford. You've heard me say it before, Brighton Ford is not your normal dealership. Todd and Scott Spittler, good guys, run a great dealership up there in Brighton. It's right on Grand River, just off the exit. And in the current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online.com, you can download the paper, and in it you'll see coupons for a free tire rotation, or a $19.95 oil change, or a four-wheel alignment for only $49.95, which is a great bargain. 1-800-519-4155, ask for Scott, tell him you heard Gary on The Drift, telling you to call up and get some service done. Or if you are looking for a new or used vehicle, Ford has all the latest Ford, Brighton Ford has all the latest Ford models and a great selection in the used car lot of just about everything from foreign to GM to Chrysler. So a good place to buy a car and to get your car serviced. 1-800-519-4155. So along with the payroll tax cut and the unemployment, you've got just a huge bill being approved. We're talking trillions of dollars again. And I know after so many years of this, we're beginning to think, it's just $1 trillion, right? You know, we got $15 trillion right now. What's another trillion on top of that? But it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And part of the problem is we don't quite understand. We have a video that Ray Totten and Sam Iaquinto sent me. And I'm going to put a link to this video on GaryWellings.com and on TheDailyDrift.com and on CurrentOnline.com. You can get to my information on any of those and to this show. And this video is about 6.5 minutes long, as I recall. We're not going to play that whole thing. We're going to play a small slip of it here in the next segment. But what it does, it explains to you why taxing the rich will not fix the problem we have when it comes to the budget. When you talk trillions, that is a huge, huge number compared to billions. And when you talk about trillions on an annual basis, you really are destroying the economy. You hear people say it. Nobody quite believes it. Nobody quite understands it. This video will open your eyes to the fact that it's the spending, not the taxing, that's causing the problem. And this is from a guy, Iowa Hawk, out in Iowa, obviously, is a guy who spends a lot of time putting up stuff on the internet. And he's done his research really, really well on this. And you can catch it on YouTube, but I'll put the links up for you. And to remind you, the Daily Drift has a link on Current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online.com. You can click on. What we do every week is put stories that I think you need to know about, stories you may not be getting from the media, stories that are being warped by the media, and I kind of put it in perspective for you. A little conservative to moderate slant on things. And these are stories that you really need to get. I go through all the different websites, pull the ones that I think are most important for people in this area, and get them squared away for you to look at, because there is just so much information out there. You have to have someone who can limit it down a little bit, because we all have time constraints. So that's what the Daily Drift likes to do, and we like to get those to you in a timely fashion. So right after the break here, we're going to come back and we'll play that clip for you. And I'm going to tell you, definitely spend 6 minutes of your day watching. We'll see you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600. With columns by WHAM radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Join Theron and the WHAM team as we broadcast live at the Firing Line's grand opening of their new location this afternoon from 12:30 to 3 p.m. Be sure to bring your Christmas shopping list as you'll find everything you need for everyone on your list. The Firing Line is now at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland. Come out and meet Theron and check out all the great items the Firing Line offers to help make your Christmas merry.
four women.
My name is Quita.
Susie, Belinda, Trisha. I wouldn't have a clue what HPV or cervical cancer were.
I had never heard of it until after being diagnosed.
But nobody wants to talk about it. Well, we're talking about it.
Some types of HPV can cause cervical cancer.
One message.
It's important for women to talk to their medical professional about HPV and cervical cancer.
For more information, visit thegcf.org, a public service of the Gynecologic Cancer Foundation with support from Merck. That's thegcf.org.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's wireless companies, and the National Safety Council.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
Are you enjoying the ride right now?
No, I'm not.
Folks are going to say no.
No, definitely not.
And are they going to say, do you think the captain's doing a good job?
No.
They're going to say, you know what, a good captain would have had us in some smooth waters
and
sunny skies at this point.
You need to head for shore. Get off of the Barack Obama ship and make sure you elect somebody that will save the Republic.
The Clark Cast, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back to The Drift. Good Sunday morning. We were talking last segment about the federal budget and the best video that will explain the size of the federal budget. This is a video that you can get. I'm going to put the links today up on my website, thedailydrift.com and currentonline.com. And our federal budget runs us about $10 billion a day, which does not seem like much when you watch the news like we have. But it adds up quite quickly. And so this is just a snippet. And he's talking about taxing the rich and taking, in this portion, taking all of the profit from two of the most dreaded by the left companies. So, Derek, let's roll track number three.
Let's start at 12:01 a.m. January 1st. Look, the only thing more evil than a rich person in the eyes of leftists is a rich corporation. Let's take the two most evil of them all, ExxonMobil and Walmart. Forget high taxes. Let's just take every penny of their combined 2010 global profits. That's $34 billion. Spending all of their money gets us from midnight on January 1st until 9:52 a.m. on January 4th. Okay, not as impressive as we hoped. So now let's take every single penny of profit, every penny from the other 498 fat cat companies on the Fortune 500, all of it. That's $357 billion. That gets us to 2 a.m. on February 9th.
Okay, so what that tells you is taking all of the profits, I mean everything, we're just taking everything from the Fortune 500, only buys us just over a month of time. And it tells you that if you watch this whole video, you will be absolutely astounded. Again, I want to thank Ray Totten and Sam Iaquinto for sending that to me. Just amazing. So I'll get that up today for you at The Daily Drift. And you can't tax your way out of this situation. You can't take money from people and expect to pay the outrageous funding that the federal budget requires. It's just out of control. And for anyone to think we can tax our way out of it is insanity. It really is. So we got a lot to go through today. Let me remind you, 734-822-1600. You can call in with your thoughts. You don't have to discuss what I'm talking about. This is your show as well, so call up if you have something that you want to get off your chest. If you don't want to call, you can contact me via email at gary@thedailydrift.com. I can get your email and get your thoughts on the air with me as well. 734-822-1600. Okay, so some good news. The House GOP delayed the light bulb ban until October. Now, if you're like me, I bought some of these fluorescent bulbs, and You know, if I have a light that I'm leaving on all the time somewhere, I put it in because they do save energy. But they take a while to warm up. The light is kind of cold and annoying. Not the kind of bulb I use in my living spaces. I really don't. They're absolutely terrible for that. But they also cost more. And so the federal government has been trying to ban the regular incandescent bulbs that we've been using for decades. And again, jumping into our lives and saying, you can't use that type of light bulb anymore. And so what they've done in this process of banning it is literally remove all the incandescent light bulb factories out of the U.S., and now they make them in China. So you can still get them, and they're still making them in China. So the rest of the world is still using incandescent and using up lots of energy, allegedly, with them. But what they don't tell you, these tree huggers who push this into effect, is that it costs more to make these bulbs, and that inside these wonderful fluorescent curly Q bulbs is mercury. Hello. It's not the mercury. When we played with mercury in junior high in my day, it was no big deal. You get a drop of mercury somewhere nowadays, and they bring in the EPA and the hazmat teams and seal everything off and maybe burn your house down when they're done with it. So what we're doing when these bulbs do go out, and they do, they don't all last forever like they say, they go into the garbage. And the garbage goes to where? The dumps. And you end up putting mercury in to your groundwater. So what's the point of having a light bulb that is allegedly green friendly when it's going to just poison the environment anyways? So they have managed to delay the light bulb ban until October, and hopefully that'll be enough time for people to get their heads on straight. Representative Fred Upton, one of our Michigan congressmen, is chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And he says this light bulb delay shows that he and the rest of Congress are listening. And quoting him, he said, "We heard the message loud and clear. Americans don't want government standards determining how they light their homes. Darn right we don't. Stay out of our homes, stay out of our bedrooms, stay out of our lives, and stop telling us how to light our homes." So I would certainly call your congressman and let him know how you feel about light bulbs. I know it's a small thing, but definitely make your phone calls. And you can go to GaryWellings.com. I have an entire list of all our state and federal representatives there, how to contact them via email or phone. It's a good list. You can look it up yourself, but GaryWellings.com has that for you. We have a phone call from Jenny in Brownstown. Jenny, are you there, Jenny?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you? Thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. I listen every Sunday.
Oh, awesome.
And I just want to joke. Do a little joke here. I happen to be blind, and I have the last laugh on the light bulb issue because I bought way ahead on the incandescent light bulbs, and since I don't use them unless I have sighted friends over, I'm really doing good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because they really, these other ones, these CFL bulbs, they're scary because, well, all the stuff you have to go through if it breaks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we were just saying is, you know, if there's a minor bit of mercury in there, you know, the EPA will probably lock your house down if they find out about
right.
it. So now you got to get clandestine and clean up your broken light bulbs and not let your neighbors know. Otherwise,
I mean,
you could get reported. Yeah, terrible, terrible.
And I don't think, I mean, I save energy anyway by not using them much. So, in other words, I get the last laugh.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm glad to see that you're staying on top of it. And, of course, remind people to call and stay involved when it comes to simple things like this, because they really are overreaching at the federal government level.
Yeah, and I have a question for just your opinion.
Okay.
Do you think the occupiers, if they keep it up, are they ultimately going to hurt Obama in any way? And that's my, and I'm going to hang up and let you talk.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling,
Jenny.
Thank you. I believe they already have. If you've followed the Occupy movement, number one, you can see that a lot of these people, it seems like their biggest thing is the unfairness, the inequity of income. The rich corporations are getting everything and the poor people are getting nothing. Well, if you've followed any of the Occupy movements, Detroit, Lansing, here in Ann Arbor, many of these people, students who are going to expensive schools, who have expensive phones, who have expensive computers. I mean, you've seen the pictures. They're playing with. I can't afford an Apple. What do they call a Macs now? I keep going back to the 80s Apples, but they have the most expensive of computers, and they're complaining about income inequality. I'm not buying it. And even the homeless in those areas are now upset with the occupiers because they're taking up their space. They're ruining it for them. That's a home for those homeless people, so stay out of it. But I think it's already affecting because people are watching and they see the cleanup and the cost to us as taxpayers. When the Tea Party had movements and demonstrations, they cleaned up after themselves and were gone at the end of the day. So we'll come back after the break and keep going through this week's news. See you in a minute.
Things about Christmas time for me are the relationships in my life. Think about it. We don't remember the stuff we got from previous years. Instead, our lives are richer as a result of our friendships. I count my blessings, naming them one by one. A loving thanks to my quirky, stimulating, faithful, and beautiful friends and family. I'm Tina Busick, advertising and marketing from Wham Talk 1600, wishing you all a Christ-filled Christmas with many blessings and a fabulous new year.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. The last U.S. troops rolled out of Iraq and across the border into Kuwait, ending the war.
The Iraqis now have an opportunity to move forward, and it's up to them to take advantage of that opportunity. But there has been tremendous change, and again, a lot of the credit for that change goes to our troops.
General Lloyd Austin, almost 4,500 American troops and more than 100,000 Iraqis killed in the war. 2 weeks until the Iowa caucuses, Mitt Romney picks up an endorsement there.
Iowa's most influential newspaper, the Des Moines Register, has given Romney its endorsement, saying he stands out from the current field of GOP candidates, citing what it says are his key qualities, sobriety, wisdom, and judgment, believing Romney could bridge the political divide in D.C.
Fox Radio's Chris Stanley. Newt Gingrich has been leading GOP presidential polls. The Iowa caucuses set for January 3rd. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Looking to spread some holiday cheer to a homebound older adult in the community? This may be the opportunity for you. The Interfaith Volunteer Caregiver Program at Catholic Social Services is looking for volunteers to give a caregiver a break by visiting with their family member for a few hours each week. Training and supervision will be provided. For more information, contact Becky Heiser at 734-712-3625. The award-winning January series of Calvin College is coming to Ann Arbor. From January 4th through January 24th, the Center for Faith and Scholarship Campus Chapel at the University of Michigan will be one of 34 remote webcast locations worldwide to broadcast one of the nation's leading lecture and cultural arts series. In its silver anniversary year, the January series will feature a lineup of nationally acclaimed speakers, including a former advisor to four presidents, a Broadway actress, one of the world's foremost New Testament scholars, and one of National Geographic's 10 Adventurers of the Year. The experts will cover a wide range of today's most relevant topics. The January series lectures will be video streamed live at the Center for Faith and Scholarship Campus Chapel, located at 1236 Washtenaw Court in Ann Arbor, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. These lectures are free and open to the public. For more information, contact Rolf Boma at 734-668-7421 or visit www.calvin.edu/January.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Cold weather is here. Is your furnace in good health? Kelly Brothers services all makes and models and installs the best high-efficiency furnaces available. And they'll make sure your furnace is ready to keep you warm and worry-free this winter. Call Kelly Brothers today at 734-462-6266. That's 734-462-6266. You can also find Kelly Brothers on Facebook or visit them on the web at kellybrotherslc.com.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back to The Drift. Good Sunday morning to you. We've got some other good news. We're going to keep plowing through this today. We've got a lot to cover. But before we do, our sponsor this half hour is the Current newspaper, C-O-U-R-A-N-T. And Current Online, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-Online.com. We now deliver to 21,000 homes and drop off another 5,000 from Howell to Ann Arbor and from Pinckney to South Lyon. Conservative newspaper growing like a weed. And we are actually going to be adding another 5,000 in circulation to the Current in January. And we're going to add the village and city of South Lyon, which will make us tri-county, if you can imagine that. So if you're going to advertise and you have an advertising budget for print media, the Current is probably your best solution. Highly competitive to other monthly circulars that get sent out to homes. And unlike those circulars, it doesn't go right to the trash. It sits on people's coffee tables or in their magazine racks for sometimes 3 weeks until the next one comes out. So you can call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. And he'll hook you up with one of our salespeople and get you some good coverage. I mean, you're talking less than pennies to get into all these homes per household if you advertise. So it's still, print media is still existing and it's still good and people do read this newspaper. It's quite astounding. So go to Current Online, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-Online.com for any additional information. Or call Sam, 734-323-0777. Tell him Gary from The Drift told you to call. Here at home at Lansing, the House GOP has worked on retirement reforms for state employees. Yay! Good for everybody. Rick Snyder is signing House Republican bills, Public Acts 264 and 265. These were authored by State Reps Bill Rogers from Livingston County and Chuck Moss, which will increase pension contributions from employees who choose to stay in pension plans and reform retiree health care by transitioning to a portable defined contribution plan. Now, that's important. Defined contribution means so much is going in and it's being funded. Previously, we've had pensions that are unfunded. They're just liabilities to the tune of billions of dollars that we're on the hook for as taxpayers. I think we talked last week about some state and municipal employees who get pensions of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And people don't just live for 10 years after they retire anymore. They live for 20 years, 30 years. They can live beyond work almost the same amount of time that they did work. And that's a problem because that kind of money's got to be paid for by somebody. And we're not getting the same amount of people working as we used to. So it's this thing, according to them, does three crucial things. It caps our future liability, it pays down what we owe, and doesn't punish our current employees. What this does is just make the employees a little more equitable with private companies and the benefits that private employees pay. So a good thing. Thank you, Governor Rick, for signing that, and Bill Rogers and Chuck Moss for pushing that through. It's pretty awesome. More good news. Michigan experiences the largest drop in unemployment rate on record. Wow, really? I bet you didn't know that. Doesn't quite feel that way to me. But Tom Gantert from Michigan Capital Confidential. If you're not reading the CapCon, you can catch links of it at currentonline.com. But I put it on the Daily Drift daily, and there's links there to it. But that's a great source of information. If you want news out of Lansing, this is the place to go, Michigan Capital Confidential. Michigan's drop in unemployment from October to November was one of the largest month decrease since state unemployment rates started being tracked back in January of 76. The state's unemployment rate dropped from 10.6% in October to 9.8% in November, as the state added 21,000 jobs and the labor force decreased by 19,000. Now, the thing there, though, is that labor force decreasing by 19,000. You know, are we looking at the same problem with reporting that we had at the federal level? How many people have just given up or come off unemployment? That's a problem. But certainly, I think part of it is the change in momentum here at the state level. I think our government is being a little more proactive and getting out of business's way and trying to help business as opposed to trying to tax them to the point where they leave the state. So, again, very good news for the state of Michigan, supposedly. And now here's something we're going to cover. I'm like many of you probably not as educated as I should be on the Obamacare exchange, health exchanges that we've been talking about here in Michigan. I'm frankly a little confused. If there's somebody out there who knows, 734-822-1600, I'd love to have your thoughts on this because I'm trying to figure mine out as well. The House of Representatives here in the state of Michigan has stripped money from the appropriation bill for the Obamacare exchange program. They were watching $9.8 million that was going to be in this bill, and now they've taken it out. The House and the Senate have different views on the Obamacare exchanges. We've had people on this station talking against the Obamacare, and we've had some other health exchanges that have been talked about as well. So for me, it's a little confusing, and I'm hoping maybe in the next, probably right after the first of the year, getting somebody in here who will let us know exactly what's going on with that, because that's pretty confusing to me. But there has been a lot of back and forth between the Senate and the House. And again, contact your state legislators. It doesn't get any more important than this, folks. Go to GaryWellings.com. If you don't know how to get hold of them, you can email them or call them. GaryWellings.com has all that information available for you. We are going to move on to something that's near and dear to my heart. The politicians in Lansing are putting your recall rights in the crosshairs. Now, this, again, comes from Michigan CapCon. Jack Spencer wrote an article, and you can get to thedailydrift.com and see some of this stuff. Go to currentonline.com, and there's a link there. A resolution has been introduced in Lansing that would strip voters of their rights to recall public officials for policy decisions. Now, that should be a slap in the face to every voter. That is, you know, if you get somebody who's acting up in the first year of their term, as a senator, say, you've got 4 years to put up with, or three more years to put up with that. You want to be able to recall. That's the ultimate veto as a voter and control over our politicians. So we really can't allow this to happen. And frankly, I can't stress it enough. Contact your legislators. Tell them you don't want your recall rights being abrogated by some legislation. I know there's been a spat of recalls that are undue. Paul Scott, I think, was recalled for pushing against the MEA, and a lot of union money, teacher union money, got spent to recall him, and he was successfully recalled. And I believe that was unfair, for sure, because he was doing what needed to be done. And they concentrated their money and got him out of office. But that's no reason to go the other direction and say, let's not have recalls anymore. There's always going to be abuse of power on all sides. And I think the Republicans are really on the wrong track thinking about this one. So again, call your state legislators and tell them that this needs to not happen. Don't be wasting your time. You know, you should be working on something more like immigration. Should we have a state immigration law here? I think so. We have a lot of construction in this state that needs to happen, and we certainly don't want that being done by illegal immigrants. I'm all for legal immigration. Come on in. But I've been in the construction trades for years and years and have seen how people can't really make a living at it anymore because illegal immigrants have come in and are working extremely cheap. If you don't believe that, ask any construction guy, be it a roofer, a painter, a drywaller, a bricklayer. Our construction guys have really been hit hard in this state, and it's not just because business is down. It's because they're competing against people who don't pay taxes, people who are working very cheap. And frankly, if you're one of those construction guys who are hiring or subcontracting to illegal people, shame on you, because you're hurting the rest of us. It's really not a good thing. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for the country. It's not good for the state of Michigan. So I'd like to see some of our state legislators put something on the books akin to Arizona or Alabama, and let's crack down on that, because it's not cost-effective to have illegals here in the state of Michigan. Some more good news. The caps on charter schools has been eliminated. Now, this is one that the GOP has wanted for a long time. Most Democrats have not wanted it because they like to back the special interests of the teachers' unions. That's where a lot of their votes come from. But Bill 618 passed the House by a 58-49 vote. This legislation essentially eliminates the cap on charter schools in Michigan. What that means is we can have more charter schools. They're not going to be limited anymore. And there is approximately 20,000 children who are on waiting lists. Now imagine, 20,000 children in this state on waiting lists to get into charter schools. Now you can say what you want about charter schools, whether they're good or whether they're bad. You can pull up statistics to go either way. But the fact that there's 20,000 children and the parents of those 20,000 children who want to get their children into an alternative school tells you there's something wrong with the public school system, at least in certain areas. We can't pass a broad generalization on everybody. Some school districts are absolutely doing fantastic. And some people who opposed this wanted to not allow charter schools in those areas. But you know what? If you're running a good school, the market will tell you people are going to keep their kids in those schools. They won't go to charter schools if the public schools are doing well. Why would you? Why go through the hassle of paying extra to go to a charter school or looking for a grant to go to a charter school if you have a good public school? And there are some great public schools in this state. It's funny, there is actually a Democrat who represents the city of Detroit, and she is actually for charter schools and uncapping this because she knows that the Detroit public school system is broken. And for her, having the choice for the parents in the city of Detroit is very important. And I think that's just one of these things that lets you know it's across, it's bipartisan. People who want kids to have a good education will go to whatever extremes they need to, and whether that be a charter school or whether that be, shall we say, having another effect on public schools, it's something that needs to be done, and we always need to think of the kids first. So we got another break coming up, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Start your day. You want the latest information, news from around the world, and close to home. Wake up with an hour of Jim Bohannon's America in the Morning, 5 a.m. to 6. From 6 to 9 a.m., Wham! Brings you intelligent, conservative discussions that won't give you a headache. It's Bill Bennett's Morning in America, 9 to noon. You don't want to miss Glenn Beck, one of the most entertaining talk shows in America today. At noon, Laura Ingraham rips the left to shreds. She tells it like she sees it and doesn't hold back. Follow at 3 p.m. by Emmy and Peabody Award winner Lou Dobbs. At 4 o'clock, we fire up the microphone in our local studios for Theronext and On the Edge. Don't let yourself be a boiling frog. Get informed with Theron. 6 p.m. to 9, it's The Savage Nation with Michael Savage, Dennis Miller 9 to 11, and Lou Dobbs again from 11 to 1. Overnight, experience the supernatural with Coast to Coast AM. We're Wham! Talk 1600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham! Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that NM Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham! Talk 1600. Yeah!
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was post-traumatic stress disorder. My T felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about Wounded Warrior Project. I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again.
Many of our warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at woundedwarriorproject.org.
These days we open our eyes, feeling alive together. A chorus down 75, moving along Grand River. This is your hometown, from the west side to east side, with your
Now's a great time to get a 2012 Traverse from your Metro Detroit Chevy dealers. With 8-passenger seating, class-leading cargo space, and a 5-star safety rating, Traverse fits your life in the D and everything that comes with it. Chevy drives the Motor City. Visit ChevyDetroit.com.
Computers are a wonderful tool, but every day children are sexually solicited online. Protect your kids online. Visit CyberTipLine.com. Help delete online predators.
Hello, I'm Congressman Mike Rogers. As a former FBI agent, I saw firsthand the danger of online predators. Let's talk with our kids about online safety and know who is talking with them online.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Join Theron and the Wham team as we broadcast live at the Firing Line's grand opening of their new location this afternoon from 12:30 to 3 p.m. Be sure to bring your Christmas shopping list as you'll find everything you need for everyone on your list. The Firing Line is now at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland. Come out and meet Theron and check out all the great items the Firing Line offers to help make your Christmas merry.
Theron here inviting you to join me for the Bone Conduction Music Show. My radio show has a high music IQ, and I know you do too. We're a perfect match, babe, you and me. I want you to join me right here for the finest wig-singing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600. Join Theron and the Wham! Team as we broadcast live at the Firing Line's grand opening of their new location this afternoon from 12:30 to 3 p.m. Be sure to bring your Christmas shopping list as you'll find everything you need for everyone on your list. The Firing Line is now at 33,000 Ford Road in Westland. Come out and meet Theron and check out all the great items the Firing Line offers to help make your Christmas merry.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back to the Drift. I am your host, Gary Wellings. Call me 734-822-1600, or you can email me, Gary at thedailydrift.com. Again, we're going over the news of the week. And you can catch my stuff on The Daily Drift. Go to CurrentOnline.com, CurrentOnline.com. Click on The Daily Drift, and you can see my take on stories every day. And I kind of filter out what's important and what's not so important. But there are links to all the great websites. So the more informed you are, the better informed decisions you can make this election year. And let's not forget, it's already started. This is election year 2012. And probably the most important election of our lifetimes, if not the lifetime of the country. So back here in Michigan again, there is a bill going to the Senate right now. And it's House Bill 4929, sponsored by Representative Joe Haveman out of Holland, a GOP candidate or representative. It was passed nearly 3 months ago on a 55-53 vote. And was referred to the Senate Committee on Reforms and Restructuring on September 20th. Now, what this bill does, it stops the state from collecting union dues, which means the MEA won't have teachers have the school system deducting the dues for them anymore from teachers' salaries. Teachers will have to go ahead and write their own checks. So it gives the teachers a little more control, frankly. You know, I have actually spoken to a lot of teachers, and you want to talk about people who live in the closet. There are plenty of teachers who are conservative by nature, by their education. They are conservative, and yet they can't say so. They can't admit it. It's amazing that they have to hide the fact that they're conservative in order to stay out of trouble with their school district or to stay out of trouble with their unions. And that's totally unfair. And again, Right to work is something our legislators should be working on. Now, it's been said that Rhino Rick, our governor, does not believe in doing anything with right to work and will not sign anything with right to work. Rick, if you're listening, right to work needs to be done in this state. Stop playing the game. Stop worrying about offending people. And if you get something on your desk that's right to work, sign it. Sign it. It needs to be done. This state, if it wants to become preeminent again in manufacturing, needs right to work. It's that simple. It doesn't prohibit unions. It just makes it more choice for the employees. And I tell you what, when you are forced to deal with a union, chances are you're going to take your company somewhere else, because especially the bigger unions in this state, they put the hammer down. They really do. So it's not fair to the workers, and it's not fair to the state to not have right to work. It doesn't abrogate your right to go ahead and form a union if you work for some bad company, but it makes choice better for the employees, and that's good. So there's a disagreement in the Senate apparently on this. Some Republican senators are voting no on it or not supporting it because they want it to apply to all unions, not just the teachers. And I guess I would agree with that. This is something that should be done, whether it's a public service for the state or whether it's the teachers' union. We should not be collecting, as a government entity, we should not be collecting union dues from people. To me, that's a conflict of interest. There's no reason I think that we need to have unions for public employees. I know of no public employees who are being mistreated. Far from it. I think most public employees have decent salaries, have the ultimate in benefits right now anyways, and are not paying their fair share when it comes to percentages that they have to pay that the rest of us in the private sector pay. Michigan Capital Confidential and Mackinac Center have repeatedly proven that we can save $5.7 billion a year in this state by making benefit programs for state employees more equivalent to the private sector. That's huge. $5.7 billion. That would solve our budget crisis here in the state of Michigan, without a doubt. So again, go to GaryWellings.com, go to CurrentOnline.com, and find the links to your state legislators, the House reps, Mark Ouimet for us in this region, Bill Rogers up in Livingston County, Representative David Rutledge down here on the southeast side of Ann Arbor. Definitely contact them and say, you know what, push this forward. Rebecca Warren, our state senator, she probably won't vote for it, but you can at least let her let your views be known to her. She needs to step up and help move this along. So let's hope they stop collecting union dues. Part of that forced unionization is what the SEIU started doing to home care workers. $28 million is what SEIU has collected since 2007. And that's people who take, many of these people are people who take care of their children who have been in accidents or loved ones who have been in accidents. They were forced to join a union, and they have to pay dues out of the money they receive from insurance companies to take care of their children. If that's not wrong, I don't know what is. So forced unionization is another item that contact your state senator, contact your state representatives, and let them know what's going on. Speaking of David Rutledge, he, again, I think this is a waste of time. Our state rep out of Ypsilanti, House Bill 5202, if you don't contact an emergency service provider after witnessing a medical emergency, you could be fined up to $500 and spend up to 90 days in jail. You know, why for nearly two centuries did almost no one in America seem to think that government had to mandate private aid in moments of distress? Now, that's Lawrence Reed, president of the Foundation for Economic Education and president emeritus of the Mackinac Center. Our country has a very solid character, and we didn't need government to tell us to do such things. And I still don't think we do. I mean, people help. The phone calls are always made. Does this need to be mandated? I think not. Mr. Rutledge, please, get active on something that needs to be done. Stop worrying about legislating good Samaritanship. That's absolutely crazy. And so I was going through the news, and I saw that there was a mayor, Mayor John DeStefano out of New Haven, Connecticut, who wants to allow illegal immigrants. Now imagine this, allowing illegal immigrants to vote. And I was going to play a clip for you, but I don't even think it's worth playing, frankly. This man is an imbecile, And I'd like to call him Jack Wagon of the Week, because there's no way this guy should be anywhere near in control of a city, a town, a village, a burg. This man is an imbecile. The right to vote in free elections is still an issue that many people in other countries are continuing to fight and die for. And why we would allow an illegal immigrant, even if it's just a local election, to vote is beyond the pale. This man should be tarred and feathered for letting illegals vote on something like that. That's absolutely insane. So, Jack Wagon of the Week, New Haven Mayor John DeStefano. Don't let that stuff happen here, because I can see it happening in Ann Arbor. So, if I don't see you over the Christmas vacation, have a very merry, merry Christmas, or any other holiday that your religion lets you celebrate. And we'll see you next year.